family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour on this Monday, August 18th, 2025 edition. Officer Rick texting me some questions during the break. The biggest question I get from people, will we still have to pay local millages? The answer to that question is only if they vote for them in the future. However, it would not be a property tax. It would not be subject to a tax sale foreclosure. It would basically be a bill that would come to your house for a pickleball court in your local township. If you wanted to pay it, it would be subject to you paying it. You didn't want to pay it? Then very good. It's done. It's over. Well, trucker, if they need to raise $100,000 to build a pickleball court and people don't pay the tax bill, the millage bill, when it was sent to their house, where would the money come from? Well, that is a good question. Most townships have a reserve. Go and talk at your next township meeting and ask that question. How much excess reserve do we have in the bank account right now, our township? I can guarantee you, you will be shocked as to how much money they have in reserves. Well, what about the current millages that we've already passed that are now on our property taxes? You just answered your question. If it's a property tax now, it's gone. It's that simple. The biggest problem that has triggered this is the ability to foreclose on people's properties for non-payment of taxes. You don't pay your taxes, they put the property up for auction, and you lose your property. Carla Wagner says that should not be happening anymore in the state of Michigan. It's that simple. Eliminate all property taxes. If it's a property tax now, it's gone. That revenue has to be replaced if you, as a local community, want to cover it and pay for it. Then use your reserves. It's that simple. We're done with this game. We're done with this game. It's over. If people truly want something, then pay for it. If you don't want something, don't pay for it. I'm not going to pay for a pickleball court in Torch Lake Township. I would never use it. It's that simple. So hopefully, Rick, that answers your questions. That's what you need to tell people. Well, let's talk about this money that is being attempted to be allocated to Northern Michigan because of the ice storm back in March. Northern Michigan legislators are becoming divided over how fast financial support should be passed forward through to these local communities affected by March's ice storm. Senator John DeMuth says an aid bill passed in the House isn't yet ready for the Senate. While others are calling on the Senate to move with more urgency. I'm unsure why the storm relief bill is stuck in the Senate. If there are issues with it, they should be sorted out in the committee process, but we can't even get a scheduled hearing. According to data from FEMA requests, it's already been gathered and approved. However, it doesn't cover individuals, said Senator Michelle Hidatsa in a statement response to MERS news service. The people I serve need action now, and politics shouldn't interfere with the urgent help they need. In late March, multiple northern Michigan communities were struck by freezing rain with more than an inch in certain areas. That extra weight of ice, overburdened and unobstructed trees, power lines, and other infrastructure items went crashing to the ground. In early May, Michigan Public reported how the state's Department of Natural Resources were still in the process of clearing excuse me, I'm losing my voice, clearing nearly 700 miles of state forest roads that the icing impacted and made the roads impassable. Over 3.5 months ago, May 7th, the House passed 107-1 legislation from the state's general fund of $100 million to go forward. Well, in an interview last week, DeMuth explained he would love to have a check written on day one when the ice was still melting. However, he noted that there is a procedure you have to go through, especially when you're dealing with federal dollars at the time, which was being discussed. That was back in May. DeMuth said, I think the process is working as it's supposed to work. I expect that we're going to get some movement out of this in the next couple of weeks. I haven't seen anybody pushing back on wanting to help, but it's a process. It takes a little while, and it's going to take a little longer this year. Well, to move the system along, last month, just a couple weeks ago, actually, July 23rd, President Donald Trump made assistance available on a cost-sharing basis through the federal FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, for states, tribal, and local units of government bodies that were impacted by the storm. However, Trump initially rejected Michigan's request for individual assistance that could cover temporary housing, home repairs, and tree removal. The Moose called things complicated interplay between the state and the federal government. The Moose said, listen to this, it's actually a good thing to wait because that tweaks the type of funding we should seek right now. I'm pushing so hard on individuals' assistance because it doesn't look like we're going to get any of that from the federal government. Everything that's coming from the federal government looks like it's going to be filtered through the counties and local units of government, which is a different deal than actually helping homeowners and property owners who have to pay through the teeth for this cleanup. Last Wednesday, first-year state representative Parker Fairburn shared a Facebook post from Senator Hatenga. In it, she said the overall Senate's excuses and his on inaction of his, Fairburn's, House Bill 4328 is only letting down the people I fight for daily, and I take that personally. Fairburn told MERS on Friday that all he's asking is for the Senate Appropriations Committee to bring it up in committee and to allow any minor tweaks that need to be done. When it's a natural disaster that happens, response time really matters. It is now set in the Senate for 3 months. They've had every opportunity to make tweaks to this. They have the ability to make changes, and they haven't even brought it up. He said he wants the ability for Northern Michigan residents to come down and testify on his House Bill 4328, especially the area's emergency managers. We're in agreement. This was a natural disaster. We've gotten federal dollars. And to me, it's ridiculous. The state, we're sitting on our hands right now, and I think we've got the ability to help people. We need to do this now. Well, back in September of 2020, the governor signed $6 million from the general fund to support flooding that took place in Midland and Gladwin counties when the Edenville and Sanford dams failed to contain the rains in May that year. At that time, Midland Republican past Senator Jim Stamos chaired the Senate Appropriations Committee. For the leaders on the Senate Appropriations Committee, think that we could be spending this time attempting to collect a clearer picture on what Northern Michigan remaining needs are, especially if there's a chance the state can successfully reverse Trump's decision to reject individual assistance. It needs to happen, and it needs to happen now, said Parker Fairburn. I agree with them. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I want to just recap the text messages that you can send to me today that will get you a reply from my phone if you want the information to take advantage of the things we've talked about today's show. If you'd like to see Antrim County by boat, take a tour of the Grass River, Clam Lake, Torch Lake in Antrim County, text me BOAT, and I'll send you the phone number to Kenny over there at Riverside Marina in downtown Bel Air. You can rent a pontoon boat for the day, take 3-4 couples out on a boat, have a great time, great experience. Highly recommend it, especially for the remaining part of summer here before Labor Day. But then in September, early October, you might want to bring a jacket, but you need to see the fall colors. Kenny told me the fall colors by boat is unbelievable. Can't see some of these trees from the roads. You need to see it from the water. So text me BOAT, and I'll send you the information. Also, Missy wanting to do a wellness scan includes stem cell patches, basically telling you everything that's wrong with your body. Text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y, and I'll send you the phone number to her office down in Battle Creek. You can give them a call to schedule a phone call with Missy. She wants to handle you guys directly, personally, herself. That phone number is 269-964-4044. Again, just text me, Missy, and I'll send you the information. Now, one of the things that needs to happen, and as I'm looking forward to the rest of this week, we're going to have stories coming from Lansing talking about all of the potential committees that are going to be putting forward budgets leading to a big omnibus budget coming out of the House. But so far, Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Friday signed 3 more bills, bringing the total numbers of bills passed by this legislature signed into law so far this year, 2025, to 9. 9. That's all they've been able to do all year. One of the new public acts allows distilleries and mixed spirit producers to inhabit the same space. Two others changed the names of highways in memory of a National Guard member and a police trooper. The bill signings come a day after the Senate passed five House-originated bills last Wednesday. That's more than the House bills that the Senate had passed, voted out, which is only three up until this point. There's still 14 bills in the chamber in the Senate that were supported unanimously in the House. As of just last week, on Thursday, 49 unanimously passed Senate bills are now sitting in the House. 14 House bills sitting in the Senate, 49 Senate bills sitting in the House. And they're passing things like distilleries and mixed spirit producers can operate in the same space. Why is that even a law? You're producing alcohol, distilleries, and mixed spirits. And you need a law allowing you to inhibit the same space? Can you fully understand why, folks? Carla Wagner is absolutely right. Billions of dollars in these laws, regulations, rules that's being placed on businesses need to be eliminated. Property taxes need to go and stop paying for this insanity that's happening in the state legislature. Lansing. We need to take a bulldozer to Lansing and start over. And X My Tax would basically do it. So the other last text message you can send me is AX, A-X. That's all you need to send me. AX, I've redone it in my phone. It'll send you the link to axmytax.org. You can go there, volunteer to get signatures going in your little community. You and your wife sign it. All you got to do is get eight other people to sign it. Your sheet is full. Mail it back to Carla. Get one sheet. Get one sheet signed for us. Text me AX, A-X. Well, that's it for today's show. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
It was their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural.